Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 4th of August, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours. And we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Here come the Pixels. Yeah, that's right. Google's finally said, we got some phones coming. Even though we kind of knew they were coming for how many months now. Now, first off is the Pixel 4a. And even I have to admit, with the specs on this thing, for $349, it's a hell of a smartphone. It's actually available for pre-order already and will start shipping on August 20th. Now, the other Pixels, Google's not really telling us a whole bunch about. First, the Pixel 4a 5G. No, it won't be available on August 20th. Sometime this fall, we're hearing, and will be about $499. The Pixel 5, however, which by the way will be 5G, will also be shipping sometime this fall. And this was all accompanied by a nice little photo that Google put out for all of us. And as you probably guessed, they used the G and the 5G is the Google G. How clever. As far as where all the phones will be available, at least now or come fall, the US, of course, Canada, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Germany, Japan, Taiwan, and Australia. Yep, you're going to be the first ones. Hey, Twitter, the FTC, none too pleased with you. Yes, the Federal Trade Commission, they might just be about to say, I think you owe us about $250 million. Why would they owe so much money? Well, because of something happened way back in 2011. Yes, apparently these fines would come from violations of Twitter's 2011 agreement with the FTC, that they would no longer mislead customers about how it protects their personal information. You see, between 2013 and 2019, Twitter actually used phone numbers and email addresses provided for safety and security purposes. But they also used it for other things too, like ad targeting. Now what's funny about this, Twitter, they kind of know they screwed up. So much in fact that they decided, let's put $150 million to the side over there, just in case we need it for something. But knowing the FTC, I'm sure they won't just let this one slide. In the meantime, Twitter, a little advice for you. You might want to try and cough up about another $100 million and put it aside too. With more Twitter news now, I'm sure we all remember that Twitter hack a few weeks ago. It was a 17-year-old kid out of Florida with a couple of his buddies. Turns out it ain't the first rodeo for the 17-year-old. Nah, this kid has done this stuff before. Actually, just last year in 2019. For those of you who don't remember, hackers remotely seized control of a phone belonging to Greg Bennett. That's a Seattle-based tech investor. When they hacked that phone, they managed to get 164 bitcoins, or with the conversion, about $856,000. Well, this all came about because Bennett received an extortion note by apparently one of these kids' online aliases. Apparently it goes by a whole bunch of different people. And you would have thought the kid would have learned, but nah. Because 2 weeks after that happened, he started working on the Twitter heist. And finally, the new PS5 and the PS4 controller. They'll actually live in harmony. Just not on PS5 games. Yes, announced yesterday by the official PlayStation blog, Sony did confirm that the PS4 principles can still be used with the upcoming PlayStation 5. And while most of those things, they'll carry right on over, including the control, not for playing new games. This was actually all in response to a question of whether the DualShock 4 controller will actually work with PS5 games. And in response, Sony said, the PS5 game should take advantage of the new capabilities and the new features we're bringing to the platform. Now, Sony did let the PS4 community down a little easy. Apparently, the DualShock 4 and its third-party licensed cousins will work with supported PS4 games on the new platform. Though technically, we don't know really how many games that'll be. Because Sony hasn't really elaborated much more. Just like they haven't elaborated on the price yet. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Also, if you got something you'd like reviewed via the British Tech Network blog, send it to us as well at britishtechnetwork@gmail.com. And while you're typing in all those things, why don't you head on over to our official website too at britishtechnetwork.com. That is, of course, where you do find the BTN blog and, of course, our latest podcasts. Give us a follow on Twitter too at British Tech, and come by our BTN community as well at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope your Tuesday's going well for you, and thank you as always for listening.